Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
two, check, check. Hey, hey. Check, 1, 2, 3. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, people? Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay, and it is Sunday, October 13th. 2013, and tonight is Mega Show. We have special guests lined up this evening, members of the online cyber security experts. I don't want to call them hackers. I don't know if they actually hack, but their releases make it seem like they do. Anyway, tonight I will be joined by special guests, Guts, and, well, Guts is a person. Guts will be here from Team Berserk. And other members of Team Berserk will be here as well. They are old friends of the show. They've called in several times in the past, and I actually haven't heard from them in a while, and they reached out to me and said they wanted to come on tonight and get us up to date on what they have been doing. Tonight we're going to apparently hear about Op New Blood, Op Recruit. Now, I don't know if this is Op New Blood and Op Recruit for Anonymous, or if it's for Anonymous in general, or if it's for Team Berserk. Specifically, I'm assuming it's for Team Berserk. Like, if you want to join, because I watched one of their videos and it was basically an open call to people to submit. Apparently, they are a loose knit organization, kind of like Anonymous. They don't use their real names, kind of like Anonymous. They do seedy things on the interweb, kind of like Anonymous. And but apparently they're open to all types of folks. They want white hats, they want gray hats, and they want black hats. So if you're looking for a new crew, Team Berserk is hiring, apparently. Well, I don't know if they hire, but they're looking. They have openings. Let's put it that way. We all know my policy, though. I fly solo, baby. I ain't part of no crew. I'm sorry. I would never be a part of a club that would have me as a member. So, yeah. These guys from Team Berserk, they're crazy nutty kids. I like them, though. They're always fun when they come through. And they're going to talk about... They sent me a paste bin, and it had all these published breaches of various international telecom companies who they breached the websites and or databases of. Lots of stuff in there. So hopefully they're going to tell us a little bit about that stuff. Also, kiddies, don't forget there's a lot going on in the world. Besides the fact that there's violence on the streets of Syria still. I mean, well, granted, they're not using chemical weapons on each other anymore. They're just blowing each other up conventionally. So I guess that's cool. So that's going on. Egypt is still burning. People don't even know about it. People are complaining about this government shutdown, which is a big farce. The government is not shut down. The government is still operating. yes, they have scaled back to bare essentials, which is what the government should be all about in the first place. And also, their idea of Bare Essentials is ridiculous. Come on. It's just ludicrous. Anywho. Oh, man. So there's a shit ton of stuff going on in the world. D.C., there was a huge protest today with the Tea Party people hooking up with the veterans, hooking up with the truck drivers, hooking up with the motorcyclists. Amazing solidarity being shown in D.C. right now. I mean, we have truckers out there who are literally circling their wagons around D.C. That's right. I used the L word, and I used it correctly, kids. Note that, okay? Yes, there was a riot squad that came out. Yeah, about a dozen bike cops came out in windbreakers and bicycle helmets. Yeah, that's not a sorry Tea Party. That's not. Have you seen any Occupy videos, dude? Come out to Oakland. We'll show you a real fucking SWAT team or a real fucking riot squad. Okay, come on out to Oakland. Do Tea Party. Hey, Tea Party, come on out to Oakland. Come on down to Frank Agawa Plaza, and do your protest there. Then you'll see a real riot squad, right? Until then, you know, you have your little dance with your with your buddies, your bicycle cops, who are just protecting a fucking gate. I don't know what's more ludicrous: bicycle cops protecting a gate, or Tea Partiers crying that they've got a riot squad on their ass. Yeah. Okay. So all that shit's going down. Meanwhile, I have been shilling for this free Jeremy Hammond thing nonstop. If you follow me on Twitter, I apologize. I just went fucking nuts over the last couple days. In 2 days, when this marathon campaign to get leniency letters written to Judge Preska on behalf of Jeremy Hammond. In 2 days, when that deadline's over, I'm going to shut up about it. I'll probably be dark on Twitter. So just bear with me. Dude, this slacktivism shit is fucking hard work, man. It's harder than it seems, dudes. I need a vacation. Okay, what else is going on? If you haven't heard, check out freejeremy.net, I think it is, or freejeremy.org. My brain is so fried, I don't know. The campaign continues. We had Sue from Free Hammond on the show earlier in the week, pumping it up. I don't even know what the count is on official letters, but... Well, she came on my show less than a week ago. I think they had 30 letters, maybe. And now I think they have over 100, maybe even more. I don't know. I think they're shooting for 500. We should get over 9,000. But that's okay. We don't have to. Anyway... So yeah, I posted my letter about 3 or 4 days ago on Pastebin, and it's been lingering on Pastebin for 3 or 4 days with less than 100 hits. Like last time I looked at it, there was like 74 hits, I think, and it'd been sitting there for 3 or 4 days. So today I get fired up and I retweet it. I tweet it again. And lo and behold, somebody reports my letter to Pastebin and gets it taken down. Oh, thanks for calling the Wambulance. I feel much better now, now that I've reposted it on the internet on my blog. I wasn't even going to blog about this, but some idiot reported me to Pastebin and got it taken down. So guess what, dude? I reposted it on my blog, and in the last, what, 5 hours? It's gotten 500 hits, dude. In 5 hours, 500 hits. When before it was laying dormant in Pastebin with 74 hits for 3 to 4 days, dude. So whoever did that, thank you. Thank you so much. You've given more traffic to me in one fucking in 5 hours than I've gotten in the last like 2 months. So I appreciate that. What's funny is that letter essentially self-doxes a lot of myself. Like, you would think if somebody wanted to really give me a hard time, they'd, like, fucking repost that shit. Because it's kind of, it comes from the heart. It reveals a lot about me and my character. Yet, somebody's trying to do me a favor. Hey, they say Vincent the Bay's doxing him, self-doxing on Pastebin. He doesn't know what he's doing. I should take this down for him. I'm doing him a favor. Okay, I get it, dude. Yes, Becalina, I have a heart. Becalina says, Vince has a heart. Yes, I have a fucking heart, dude. I'm not a bad guy. I really am not. I just play one on the internet. Wow. All right, so we're speaking of playing on the internet, we're going to play on the internet here just a bit. I'm really stoked. My guest tonight, Team Berserk. And we're going to expect to catch up with them in just a few moments. As you know, all of my music tonight will be curated by my my guests. And so I'm going to play this track that was requested by Guts from Team Berserk, and then I'm going to come back with Guts and Team Berserk. We're going to chop it up. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Sabu. Did you guys know it's Hector's birthday today? It's still technically today. Yeah, so we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Hector. And fucking rock out, dudes. Let's have a fucking blast. It's the internet. It's whatever time it is where you are, and we're going to come right back with Team Berserk after these messages from Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, a.k.a. Nin.
broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh, yeah. J-O. Oh, G-L.
You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in here with you. We just heard some Nine Inch Nails for my pal Guts from Team Berserk, who's my guest, one of my featured guests tonight. And without any further to do, let's bring him on. Hey, Guts, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to the program. Now, I'm sure you've got a lot to get us caught up on because it's been a while since I talked to you. But from what I know, you guys, your agenda as of right now is this Op New Blood and Op Recruit business. Tell us about that.
We've been collaborating, and we made a set of guides and tutorials for the Windows 8 operating system. It's not just for Team Berserk, it's for all of Anonymous. Basically, we chose Windows 8 because, I mean, most new bloods, they're going to be running Windows anyway, so it shows them how to upgrade and secure their boxes and get it all for free. And I mean, it gives them a very good line of defense. And get some set up with a proper VPN and, you know, all of that, operating system, security hardening, you know, whatnot.
Excellent. And this is available where?
It's on our YouTube channel. We posted links on the Twitter to the text files, and you can download the whole package from our Mega account. It's linked on the official Team Berserk Twitter feed.
Sweet, dude. And that's B-E-R-S-E-R-K.
Yes.
You know, every time I see that name, I think of Jay and Silent Bob. Or not Clerks. You ever seen Clerks?
Oh, yeah.
Berserker.
First one?
The Berserker.
Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker? Do you want to make fuck Berserker? I remember that shit.
Dude, I need to totally download that soundbite. Oh, thanks for reminding me. So, you guys have been at Team Berserk, have been going berserk over the summer. You guys went nuts on a bunch of telecom companies. Tell us about that. What the hell was going on over there?
Oh, man. I had found this injection vulnerability on this telecom content management system. It was like my own zero day that I found, basically. And there were thousands of telecoms using this. And, I mean, we basically injected all of them and dumped out well over 400,000 accounts. So, yeah. There's a video of that linked on the main Team Berserk Twitter feed also. YouTube banned it, actually, because, yeah.
So allegedly there are videos that are up there that show you guys hacking over $100,000 from ISP customers and wiring it out of country?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, you guys are fucking naughty. Someone needs to spank you guys. It's not very nice, dude. I hope you didn't fucking steal my credit card. Not that there's anything in it, but still. I'm just kidding. I'm not really. I'm not subscribed to any telecom company. You didn't fuck me. It doesn't matter, dude. Tell us who some of these companies are. I mean, you probably didn't really. Even if I were to sign up for a telecom company, it would be in the United States, and it doesn't. It looks like to me most of your hacks are from internet or international websites and databases.
Yes. Yes, they are. Just different targets.
Wait a second. How do I know you kids aren't just so fucking smart with these computers and shit that you guys make up these fake websites of fake corporate entities and pull all this shit and make it look like you're fucking shit up, but you really aren't? Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, that's possible, I suppose, but that's not the case here.
All right, dude. I am cautiously pessimistic, as always. So it's nothing personal. I'm just dubious from the start. I mean, coming out of the gate, I'm dubious. This is just too much goddamn activity that you kids are getting away with. Are you guys all underage?
I can't disclose that.
Yeah, see, that's a bad sign right there. Like,
We're 12.
Yeah, I'm 12. What is this? I got it. Ha ha. Oh, so tell me, Guts. By the way, people who are tweeting me saying this is Gatsu, it's not fucking Gatsu, dude. It's Guts. Yeah, it starts with the same letter. What are you, a fucking retard?
I know, right? Silly kids.
I'm not even talking about a kid. I'm talking about a man who's like a grown man who's like in his 40s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude, the older folks on Twitter are worse than the younger folks, man. They're worse trolls.
Tell me about it.
It's horrible, man. Like Gatsu, you're freaking 12 years old. I just called you Gatsu. Guts.
Yeah.
All right, dude, we're getting off topic here. I promised you we weren't going to get derailed by trolls and Jimmy Rustlers. So,
oh God, Rustler bags, man.
I know, dude. Trust me, dude. It's not going to happen. None of those Rustlers come around here anymore. They got tired of me. I guess they finally figured out that I was onto their trolling the whole time, and they lost interest. So they're kind of not around anymore. I wouldn't really worry about it too much. Except for Nigger Christ. I can't get rid of Nigger Christ. He just doesn't go away.
No, those dudes are pretty funny, though. I gotta say.
Yeah, they're great, man. You should go on their show. They don't even go on their show, though. That's the thing. They don't go on any shows anymore. They have their own radio show they don't even show up for. What is that all about?
And
I got members of these of Russell League or friends of calling me a moral fag for tweeting out fucking Hammond shit. Excuse me if I haven't chosen a freaking petting zoo that my girlfriend wants to save in Canada as my cause du jour. Okay, excuse me. Dude, I get accused of fame fagging for a criminal. Dude, I am a fucking criminal, bitch. read my fucking letter, dude. I pretty much self-doxed in that stupid letter. You know, that was probably the stupidest thing I could do. Is just open myself vulnerable on the internet webs like that to anonymous and haters alike.
No.
But whatever. It's not about me. Well, it is about me and my show, but it's about you tonight, Guts. And I want to figure out what the fuck you guys at Team Berserk are up to. Are some of the other guys going to call in tonight?
I just talked to Don. He said he doesn't want to come on. He says that he's in the chat, though, right now. So he's in the in your chat room.
That's fine. You can handle this by yourself. It's all good. Man, just don't steal any of my money or anything. I don't have any money, but don't try to steal it anyway. At least, or don't try
I
to.
Cause, give you some money if you want, Vince.
No. I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I just want to make sure we get through this broadcast. That's all. Let's just take it one freaking podcast at a time.
Hey, Don, if you can hear this, you should come on, dude.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Actually, I think he's. You mean Domo?
No, Don.
How do you spell it?
D-O-N, Don Omar.
Okay. I think do you think he might call through Skype?
He might.
Let's see if this is him. Let's see if this is him. Domo, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, God. This is the Cylon that has been lurking through BTR lately. What do you want, Cylon?
Your heart and your money, all your Jew gold.
I think Guts can probably help you out. And by the way, it's Guts. It's not Gatsu.
Oh.
Ho, ho.
All right. Appreciate the call, Cylon. Maybe we'll hear from you later. If you folks want to call in and catch up with me and Guts here, feel free to do so. I know Shadow DXS is very excited to talk to you, Guts. I think he's on the line. Do you want to deal with this now?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Without any further ado, I welcome to the panel my friend and sometimes foe, but a brother in arm, but comrade in arms, part of Elevator Sec, none other than the Fat Man himself, Juggalo number one, Shadow DXS.
Wow, how anticlimactic of you. What's up, Vince?
What's up, dude? You're on with Guts, man. What's going on, Shadow?
I am sitting here in Daytona Beach, literally on the beach, not even 100 feet from the ocean right now, trying to see if I can get Beach Patrol out here to call me a beach whale again. It's been a while since I've been on the news. So anyways, what's up with you, Guts? How's your recruiting process going there with your cute little internet videos?
Well, I'm not recruiting anybody. Those are just like a collection of tutorial videos that we made for the new blood, you know? It helps them get like set up with VPNs and, you know, harden their operating system. And like I explained earlier, it's we did it for Windows 8 because, I mean, most new bloods are going to be running that anyway, you know?
Wait, you actually believe that people are going to be making the migration to Windows 8?
No. New bloods will most likely already be running that. Like those are like targeted for like people between the ages of like 12 and, you know, up, you know, that are like totally
tell
new
me.
To the team. You see what I'm getting at?
Do you actually run Windows 8 yourself?
I do on one of my laptops, yeah.
And these awesome felonies that you've been admitting to, have you been committing these felonies on that Windows 8 laptop?
Committing what?
The felonies that you just admitted to, yeah.
No.
No? Okay, you were smart enough to not do it on Windows 8 box, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite operating system, if you don't mind me asking?
I'd have to say Gentoo Linux with the hardened kernel, probably. Really good. I like it. I'm running that on my other laptop, and I'm running that on my Xbox also.
Cool. What's the purpose of
Oh, you know what? I just wanted to let you guys know for the record, I'm running this new proprietary operating system on my new laptop. It's called Jubuntu. It's called Jubuntu. And it was developed by Israelis, and it is 100% impenetrable, if that's a word. Just a fun fact.
Impenetrable?
Check it out, folks. Google that. Jubuntu. Look into it. Continue, guys. This is great.
But anyway, right, back to the op new blood thing, Shadow. Basically, I felt that the original Anonymous handbook was kind of outdated, and I thought it should be like kind of deprecated and replaced with this. This is a lot better. I mean, you can apply these methods across all operating systems, of course, but it's a more up to date and proficient version, I suppose.
Yeah, honestly, dude, I came here with the intent of trolling my ass off today, but after listening to you talk, it's just I have no faith in this this new era of Anonymous and everybody that's branching off from them, you guys literally have, like, no goals in mind other than to fuck with government and corporations.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I think that's improper use of the L word. Can we get a judge? Can we get a ruling on that? Improper use of the L word. Hang on. Hang on. We're going to the replay.
I will stick a dick up your ass. Shut up.
Whoa, what?
I'm going to stick a dick up your ass if you don't shut the fuck up with the L word shit. Seriously, dude.
Fuck the fuck, dude. Fuck the fucking L word. 2 minutes for bitching me out on my own show. Shadow, 2 minutes. God, that was a good conversation, too. I wish you didn't fuck it up with using the L word incorrectly. That's right. He only gets 2 minutes. He'll be back. Let's go quickly to Vert. Vert, you're here. You have anything for Guts? Hey, Vert,
know,
are you there?
No,
welcome to the show.
He
hey.
Sounds like a 12-year-old, yeah. But I don't know. There are some smart kids out there for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So much promise in the world. There really is. Like, remember Shari Wong's? He's now the god of SEO, dude. He's using his powers for good.
I think a lot of them use their powers for good, and I'm sorry to see a lot of them stuff food for it.
No doubt. Go ahead, Guts.
I don't know what to say.
Hey, I'm just wondering. Obviously, people are coming at you about admitting to potential illegal activity. Do you ever get afraid of being caught?
No, I don't actually, because I know that I'm pretty secure on every layer.
Yeah, also including your age layer. That's another thing you should keep in your op new blood thing is. Don't do this shit if you're over the age of 17. Seriously, that's when they start coming down on you, man. I look at Shari Wong's as a great example. Now, granted, he's in a different justice system, but still, dude, the guy was reckless. He was out of control, but he knew he could get away with it because he was so young. And look at all these LulzSec kids. They're all back out on the street now, dude. Except for Topiary, who's serving time in art school right now. and Sabu, who's working for the feds. And Jeremy Hammond, who's locked up, just got out of fucking solitary confinement and been in jail for a year and a half already. Still in jail. Possibly could be in jail for 5 to 10 years more.
Oh, I know, right?
It's such bullshit. And it's because Hammond, well, first of all, he had priors, but he's in the U.S., which has a stricter justice system in place in regards to the CFAA. And that law turned Jeremy Hammond into a fucking political prisoner.
Pretty much.
And turned Hector, God bless his soul, happy birthday, happy big 30th birthday to Hector. Turned him into a traitor.
Yeah.
It's really sad. It really is.
No, he's helping the FBI to entrap activists and all sorts of people. I mean, I commend some of their operations, but, I mean, not entrapping hacktivists that are for, like, you know, certain social changes or altruistic means, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Dude. Shadow, where are you, man? Come back. Come back, Shadow. I was going to pull you off timeout. All right. We'll wait for Shadow to come back, but I have somebody else who's interested in talking to you. I'm talking about iHasCandy. Go ahead, iHasCandy. You're on the show. Welcome.
What's up, Vince? God damn, this show is on fire.
Right on. Thanks, dude. Everybody, this is iHasCandy. He's the host. He's also a BTR host here. He does a show called Tinfoil Radio, and I occasionally go on there with him and make sweet love to him on air. You should check it out.
Bow chicka wow wow. Yeah, so your fucking guest is sitting here talking about fucking felonies, like claiming felonies. You know, having worked for the FBI myself, I guarantee if you fucking committed a felony, your ass would be in fucking cuffs within fucking 24 hours, okay? You are so full of goddamn shit, and everybody knows it. So, where the fuck are you taking this? I mean, is this some, like, grand fucking honeypot? Because it's not working. You're not fooling anyone. No one.
Why do you think it's a honeypot?
It's not a fucking honeypot. It's not a fucking believable. You cannot fucking claim these things and expect the general community to believe you.
I don't give a fuck what they believe. The whole thing's open. You can go and read it yourself.
Read it ourselves. Yeah, read fucking false information. You know, the companies that you claim that you hacked would fucking own your ass within 24 hours. I fucking guarantee you. You are so fucking full of shit.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Because I fucking know. I have been in the fucking industry.
Where
I know.
Where did your credibility come from? You're lending yourself credibility from some statement.
My credibility? Do your fucking research.
All right.
All right. Have at it, buddy. All right, Vince, where the fuck do you find these people? I mean, this guy is so fucking fake. It's not even fucking funny. I mean, I am drunk, but I am fucking like, holy shit, people are actually believing this?
Believing what? What are you talking about?
Believing this guy's fucking story. This guy's story is so fucking fake. It's just incredible.
All right, guys. I put him in the green room. I apologize. What a fucking rude asshole. Let's bring on the Cylon again. I think he might want to chime in. Cylon, are you there? Do you have anything for Guts?
Hey, Guts.
How you doing?
I have a question. Why are you targeting 12-year-olds? Don't you think that's a little odd?
What are you getting at?
Why are you trying to get 12-year-olds to run heart journals and shit?
To get their boxes more secure than they already are.
Why?
Well, I feel that...
I guarantee you that.
I had explained it earlier, but would you like me to explain it to you again?
No, I wasn't really listening, but nor do I care to. I guess... So, wait, you're in Team Berserk, but you're anonymous, and there's a handbook for anonymous, unbeknownst to the Cylon. Cylons aren't big on handbooks. We just kind of fucking go rogue and do our own thing. It's kind of a weird life we live. So, tell me about your new handbook. What's rule number one? Talk about the fucking handbook, right, asshole?
All right, the handbook. It's a bunch of tutorials, I guess, for hardening your operating system.
Oh, my operating system is already hardened. It comes that way. I'm running Jubuntu, by the way. Running Jubuntu. On my laptops. Yep.
You know
on my Sheep Dip. That's my Sheep Dip. I use the Sheep Dip computer. I use the Jubuntu.
You don't Sheep Dip.
The gay niggers, they had made this really nice operating system, very simple, based off of the Linux kernel. The Gay Niggers Association of America, the GNAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about their work.
Ubuntu for niggers, right?
Yeah.
Linux for niggers. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Cylons love niggers. They're ultra tasty.
Do you eat niggers?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what kind of question that is.
Welcome to the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm going to bring Candy back off of timeout. I'm going to shut up the Cylon for a second. He won't. He's asking stupid questions. I'm going to let him recharge his batteries. I'm going to bring IHAS Candy back. IHAS Candy, you mad, bro?
Yeah, I'm fucking mad. You know, I've been on fucking hold for goddamn 4 fucking minutes. I've been trying to voice my fucking views, and you fucking muted me. What the hell is wrong with you, Vince? What is wrong with you?
You sound mad. Are you mad, bro?
He's mad.
Yes. Yes, I'm fucking mad. God damn it.
Yeah, he's definitely mad. So what's up, Candy? What were you trying to say? My bad.
Okay. I was trying to say that your fucking guest is a fake-ass bitch, and anyone who actually verifies
information... Oh, that's right. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 minutes. 2 minutes for insulting my guest. 2 minutes. I ask Candy for insulting my guest. And thank you for reminding me. Appreciate that. 347-826-7667 is Vincent LeMay hanging out with Guts from Team Berserk. Also, we have Vert. And we have, 10 minutes left in Sabu's birthday for the East Coasters. In 10 minutes, it will no longer be Sabu's birthday, Hector's birthday in New York City. So, first I'm gonna sing a little happy birthday to Sabu. If you guys want to, I got everybody online here with me with their hand up. Guts, Bert.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
to you.
Happy birthday,
niggers, niggers, bitch made niggers,
Mr. Sabu, Montessi, blah, 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 blah.
Go fuck yourself, Sabu.
To you. Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Yeah.
But it's
jumping
the
low.
All right, you're getting the fuck. I'm going to jump in the lulls chopper. Take a break. Come right back. Again, happy birthday to Sabu. We'll be right back with your calls at 347-826-7667. Here goes my chopper. Be right back.
Live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. Hello to everybody out there in the interweb. It's BITB back up in this. 2-2, testing. Is this thing on? 1-2, 1-2. Hey, it's Vince. Guts, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, nothing, man. Just celebrating the last moments of Hector's birthday. Just relishing it.
A big 30, huh?
Yeah, he's 30 now. He's a big boy now. It's all downhill from here, Hector. Dude,
yeah.
I hope I get the exclusive. If I don't get the exclusive on Hector when he finally gets out and gets to start yapping his lips, I hope I get the fucking exclusive. I've earned it.
I'm sure he'll come on.
Anyway, that's further down the line. I am going to do a special show on Sabu right around the time of his next sentencing hearing, which is in a couple weeks. It's the 25th of this month. So watch out for that. All right, so moving on. Hey, so tell me about this. I've seen this hashtag around going around called Op Pedo Killers. What the fuck is that, and how are you mixed up in that, Guts?
Oh, fuck, man. That is a very fun operation that we devised. Basically, we put together, well, I wrote this this RAT, a remote administration tool, right? It's based off of Sub7. But I implemented my own functions and stuff into it, right? And then we carded like a bunch of cryptors, right? And a cryptor basically encrypts the stub, right? So we did that, and then we set up like a fake pedo site, right? With all like pictures of legal Amaya Liu images, right? She's like over 18, but she looks like she's 12, right? And we put this up there and then put like the rat in the pictures and put the rat, you know, as a download on the Onion site, and we get these pedos to go there and they download it, right? And we get like remote access to their computer and we record like all of their activities and like what they're doing, and we're gonna start uploading those to YouTube pretty soon here with like their full docs and everything.
Right on. Hey everybody, take a moment. My white ninja, who I don't know if you guys know, the ninjas and I are, we're at a, let's just say it's a conflict, an online cyber conflict. Let's leave it at that. An ongoing cyber conflict with these ninjas. And of course, my white ninja is one of the queen bees. And she's like, oh, I'm just so bored on Twitter. I'm like, dude, call in to this number, which is my call-in number, and troll the fuck out of I Has Candy. He'll be fun. He's drunk. Let's see if she takes the bait. She should. She's called this show before, but I like repulsed her and her friends because I didn't like bacon and I put them on hold for too long. Well, it's not that I don't like bacon. I should rephrase that. I don't like the proliferation of bacon, the bacon meme, being fetishized on Twitter and the internet. That's what I'm against. I don't know, Guts, if I've told you about anti-bacon sec, right?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Oh, it's this new conglomerate that I put together on Twitter. It's Twitter based. It's anti-bacon sec. We've been securing the internet from bacon memes since 2009, We're out there to cut down on the proliferation of bacon memes across the internet, especially on Twitter. Now, the ninjas are a natural foe for us because they love bacon and Twizzlers and all kinds of gay shit like that. So they're naturally an enemy of mine. And yes, they have been waging a propaganda campaign against me, accusing me of being a brony. I am not a brony. Let's put that on the record right now. Vince in the Bay is not a brony. Like I said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member, right? I have formed an alliance with some of the brony community in an effort to wage a coalition force against the ninjas, right? And this includes pirates, which are also the ninjas' enemies, Vikings, like Technological Viking in my chat room. They've provided sea support. We've secured all the... No one can get in and out of Ninja Town via sea ports. They have been blockaded and severely damaged by Vikings and pirates. The ninjas are on the run right now. They won't admit it on Twitter, but they're shaking in their boots. We've taken out serious infrastructure. They're kind of on our heels right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if I was My White Ninja. I wouldn't call my show either, to be honest. I mean, what kind of shenanigans are they going to try to pull? Nothing. They got nothing. I've developed so many tools through my Jubuntu workstation. Oh man, I've developed this new tool, the bacon denial of bacon attack. it launches denial of bacon attacks.
How does that work?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's not open source, bro. Sorry, it's not. This is not fucking.
Oh shucks.
I'm not gonna divulge secrets out here, dude. Again, it's running on Jubuntu. You wouldn't even get it, man. It's so next level. You guys, you hacker kids, don't even understand.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Dude, if you only knew. All right, let's take another call. We got somebody who just called in. Let's see what they have. Okay, caller, you just called in. Who's this?
Me?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, all right. This is Technological Viking.
Tech Viking, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. You're on with Guts. What's going on?
Excellent. Well, I wanted to talk to Guts. I'm not even going to be the one that calls bullshit on a rat over a JPEG. Somebody already did that in the chat, and I won't pretend to know something about that, but what I will pretend to know is something about the law. Go over what you claim that you did for Op Pedo Killer. So you took images of an 18-year-old, but you reported her as underage, and then you posted them on your website being like, haha, download these pictures. She's totally underage. Isn't that hot? Is that what you did?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's illegal. Yeah, you can't do that.
Why is that illegal?
If you're claiming that they're under 18, you're committing the same offense as though she were under 18. It's the same crime. It was a 2008 case. It's I can't come up with it, but it's the same one that actually legalized hentai in a way. It's the one that says, you know, if it's a virtualized image of somebody that is appears to be under the age of 18, it is legal as long as it is not claimed that it is a not virtualized image of somebody under the age of 18. But it's the same Supreme Court case that says if she's over 18, but looks under, and you say that she's under, yeah. Same fucking felony.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'm just going to pretend to entrap people, but then they're not actually entrapped because they're not really committing a crime, but I am.
But they're still pedos.
I'm sad, man.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I'm not very impressed with a pedo hunting or anti-pedo hunting or anti-pedo hunting or whatever. Anything revolving around pedos, I like to steer clear of. I don't really want to be associated with it in any way, shape, or form. Maybe call me naive, but this is an area where I kind of feel like the authorities, if you will, law enforcement probably have a better edge than anybody who's lurking around on Twitter, okay? So I'm pretty confident in law enforcement at this point to track down these people fairly easily, because I've seen enough goddamn CNBC greed specials or whatever on this kind of shit, and everybody always gets caught and shit, and they end up becoming consultants later. Like, it's ridiculous, man. I hate coming back to Hector, but dude, seriously, dude, when we come back on the show in like 3 years, Hector's going to be like a mix between Kevin Mitnick and Brandon Darby and Adrian Lamo. Think of him as that. He's going to be a squeaky wheel. He's going to be a squeaky wheel. He's going to be at InfoSec somewhere. He's going to come out with a book. You just got to get real with this. I mean, get ready for it, folks. All these people are cashing in on what's been happening the last couple of years. It's not just WikiLeaks and Greenwald who are going to get, you know, deals out of this. Believe me, dude, Barrett Brown's next book is going to be huge, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and let's face it, dude, Hector's will too. That's just how it is. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm sure Sabu will have quite a story to tell.
Bro homos? What the fuck does that mean, dude? Are you calling me us bro homos?
I don't know.
All right, dude. I think IS Candy is butthurt. What do you want, IS Candy?
I want to discuss Pastebin. You mentioned that you were censored by Pastebin, so...
Yes, sir.
So let's make this a topic of the show. Go ahead and mute your guest, and let's fucking talk about Pastebin. Let's talk about fucking Vader. Let's talk about who runs Pastebin and what the fuck they do to their customers.
Tell me about it.
Well, anyone who knows me knows that I social engineered Vader into releasing the IP addresses of paid members who use the Pastebin service. How does this guarantee privacy for Pastebin? It doesn't. Now, your censorship may have something to do with this, because any anonymous content leaves a very sour taste in their mouth. And that I apologize for, because it probably had something to do with, you know, your paste being censored. But, you know, anyone who puts content on Pastebin, you really might want to look into my history, because there is a long distrust in the Pastebin staff and the Pastebin ownership. They give zero fucks about you. They give all fucks about the Pirate Bay. But you... they don't give a fuck about you. And Vader, yeah, Vader will fucking sell you out at every fucking DDoS attack. You fucking packet his ass, he will fucking leak you IP addresses out your ass. And this I have proven.
Speaking of Hector... speaking of Hector and Pastebins, I've had a Pastebin out there for over a year now, and it's only it doesn't have that many views, dude. It's got 227 views, and it's been out there for a long time, longest time, and it's of me and Sabu, Hector, there I put in the chat room. So, here, I'll float that out there, see if that gets taken down in the next 10 minutes. Good, I'll just blog about that.
Okay, you want something that will never be taken down?
Yeah, give it to me, bro. Juiciness.
Okay, I'm going to fucking post it in your goddamn chat.
Fuck yeah, dude, do it to me. Put it all over my chest. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, Vincent the Bay. Let's give it up to Vincent the Bay house band. Come on, everybody. Hey, guys, let's play some seductive tunes for Eye as Candy while he breaks shit down for us.
Oh, it's down, motherfucker. It is down. The evidence is there. Vader, Tastepin's motherfucking CEO giving out IP addresses. Yeah.
Steve Wilde on guitar.
What the fuck?
What's up, dude? That's it? You're not going to say anything more? Fuck, man. You get me all worked up.
I have posted the fucking evidence.
You already came? Oh, jeez.
Read the motherfucking evidence.
Oh, repost it. I missed it. God damn
it. There it is again.
Oh, God.
There it is again.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, bro. Too long, didn't read. Sorry, bro.
Your own fault. Your own fail.
Oh, you know what? I have it in my chat logs. I'll check it out later. What is the...
All right.
Give me the fucking abridged version of what that shit is. You just... It was a PDF or some shit?
It's a Google Doc.
Honey Potter, you run it over there, Hank Candy. For your goddamn botnet, you piece of shit.
In short, what this whole fucking operation was, is you had a guy on ReaperSec, which you know.
Don't trust throws in the chat log, by the way, folks. Please, I do not endorse any links pasted in my chat.
Especially I am trying to fucking talk
like
here.
Disinfo agent.
God damn it.
That's what I have Candy in. He's a disinfo agent sec operative. And he's a bad one at that.
No. Hey, Vince. Let me fucking explain how this fucking happened. I am fucking drunk enough to explain start to finish what the fuck happened. You know fucking Sang from ReaperSec. You know Sang.
He's been on my show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he has fucking been like, you know, he jokes about fucking pedo shit occasionally. Well,
dude, he's and it's gross when he does it too, because it sounds like you're joking with freaking Hannibal Lecter about pedophilia. It's very
So one day I got extremely pissed off when he did this, and I was like, okay, I have to get this motherfucker. I have to destroy this goddamn piece of shit. So what I did is, instead of fucking, you know, doing something illegal and hacking him. No, I fucking went to Pastebin and I said, okay, who fucking runs this shit? Who is behind all this shit? So, you know, I typed into Google, you know, who owns fucking Pastebin? And I found, okay, this guy named fucking Vader owns Pastebin. So, what the hell? I must contact this goddamn guy and say, you know, okay, you give me this information or I will fucking destroy you. Okay, at first, that did not work.
Oh,
so
man, I bet he was shocked to hear from you. What'd you do?
Look at his
report?
Oh, yeah. So what I did is I fucking hit his website so goddamn hard that he was unable to, you know, make money, because Pastebin makes money off of their ads. So every fucking minute that they are offline, they cannot generate revenue. So what I did is I used this against Pastebin and used this against Vader, because, you know, his fucking scarf fucking rich ass motherfucker depends on this shit to, you know, live the wonderful life that he lives. When I disconnected him from that revenue stream, he asked me what I wanted. What did I want? I wanted IPs. So first I said, okay, I want these IPs of these people who are doing really bad things. Let's say Team Poison. Yeah, give me these IPs or I will fucking hit you again. He gave me these IPs like they were fucking nothing. What did I do? I fucking submitted them to Interpol immediately. what happened shortly after that?
Will probably be known at another time. Guts, what do you think?
What do I think about the Pastebin thing?
Yeah, what do you think about Pastebin? You have some
concern. Well, I wasn't really listening to what Candy was saying. But yeah, Pastebin's pretty ridiculous. I mean, they censor all kinds of shit, so I just post my shit to HackersVen now or some other place.
Vert, what do you think? Vert's a Vert. Wake up, Vert. Are you there?
I'm tired of being muted and unmuted and what the hell. I muted myself. Stop muting me.
You're unmuted. What's up?
No, I totally agree. There's some idiots out there that are causing shit and, yeah. Fuck Sabu. I'm pissed you fucking said happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to him. It's still his birthday on the West Coast right now. In the back.
I don't care. Stop doing it, you fucker.
I'm sorry, dude. Dude, I told you, the conversation I had with him, he had nice things to say about you, to be honest. He liked you. He probably still likes you.
Yeah.
Hey, Sabu, if you're listening, hi.
Yeah, we're good friends, but he fucked over a good friend of mine, so yeah, fuck him. Fuck you, Sabu.
Yeah, I knew him too, man. Back in like 2008, during Scientology.
Really? What was your experience with Sabu?
He was a great guy, man, at the time. He'd teach you anything that you wanted to learn, and he always banhammered the trolls and shit, and he was actually a pretty good guy. I mean, that was my experience with him. He taught me buffer overflows and some other exploit techniques.
He was trying to, if you look at that Pastebin that I put up, one of my conversations with him, he was really cool to me too. He was like encouraging me to get a different, he's trying to hook me up with different guests. Some people who I've had on the show, some people who blocked me. So it's kind of a win-loss situation. But little known fact, Hector actually called in the show once. People know this. It's fairly common. There's a list on Twitter that I made on my Twitter account. If you go to Vince in the Bay on Twitter, I made a list of people who have called into my show. And Sabu is on there for a reason because he pretty much 99.999999% sure it was someone who called in once. And what's funny is his call got less listeners than a show previous where he had live tweeted or live the show. And that show that he IRC live with Jamie Korn from, oh God, Pressstorm. That show.
Really?
Got tons of hits, but then Sabu really called in live, and it got like maybe a fraction of the hits of the other one, like maybe a quarter.
That's weird.
Ducks 9. Yeah, he called into my show as Ducks 9.
Ducks 9.
Yep. It was right around the time he got doxxed again.
So can we bring some other people on? I mean, like some people that are locked in the green room or?
Absolutely. Vert's here. Tekken, you're back. What do you think of all this nonsense?
I don't know about, I mean, I don't care about Sabu. I think he's largely irrelevant, but happy birthday or whatever. But I don't get what it is with Team Berserk and with Candy and everybody claiming, oh, well, we're going to be a bunch of white knights. We're gonna fight against all of these illegal activities. And then they describe blatantly illegal things. Like, candies. I guess he was trying to describe a DDoS attack. I don't know. He was pretty fucking drooling. But he says, "Oh, I didn't commit any illegal act." And then he goes on to describe fucking extortion. I say, "Oh, you know, give me IPs or else." So I don't know. He's fucking,
I know, right?
Funded. I'm glad that he did make himself irrelevant just now.
You're irrelevant. The Cylons are coming for you.
The Operation Pedo Killers, I mean, you didn't let me finish describing that. I mean, basically, they download this rat, right? And they don't even know if it's encrypted.
Right.
What?
No, right?
That's the Cylon, everybody. The Cylon is still here. He's been lurking. The Cylon is still with us.
Cylon is always with you as long as you keep him in your heart.
No idea what he's saying. No clue what he's saying, but it sounds cool.
But anyway, they download it, right? Because they are pedos, right? And then later on, they go into doing other activities, which go to other onion sites, and we capture them on camera doing very fucked up shit. So, yeah.
Dude, have you hooked up with these guys like Priest and all these dudes on the internet?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
No.
Right.
You're a pedo hunter. You know what? I think you're what, like 14? You're probably more of a pedo hunter than some of these overgrown man children are on Twitter. It's ridiculous. All right, I think the Cylon mainlined. My bad.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be publishing those to YouTube pretty soon. They'll take them down, so I'll upload them through other accounts and like put mirrors and shit up. The videos of the pedos, you know, like it's got them on camera and then like it shows their web activity and shit going on like onion sites and like jacking off the CP. So yeah, like I'm just gonna straight upload all of it, dude. It's gonna be really funny.
So check this out. Talking about going old school, we're celebrating the birthday of Hector Sabu, a.k.a. Sabu, who turned 30 years old yesterday now, if you're on the East Coast. But if you're on the West Coast like me, it's still his birthday. So we're still celebrating Hector's birthday, despite the fact that he's a rat snitch. He is a human being. We are fallible. Surprise. I think it's a great time to bring on
Sabu. Fuck Sabu.
I think it's time to bring on, as part of our retrospective, an old friend of the show, an old fag, one of my favorites of all time, Op No Pro. Welcome to the show, No Pro.
Hey. Vince, that was an excellent newscast at the beginning of the show. That's what I was listening to for the half hour.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? It's a good update. The update that you gave.
Oh.
On what was happening everywhere.
Oh, yeah. My intro monologue. You actually like that? Oh.
I think they're excellent. I think you got to do on every show.
Well, I'm trying to do that, dude. I mean, this is a late night talk show. And, you know, why not treat it like I'm fucking Leno or somebody or Letterman? And just have an opening monologue. But to me, it's just, I just have a few topics I throw together and I just improv on them for 20 minutes or so. And then, you know, bring on my guests, a variety show, internet variety show. What do you want?
What I want is to say, one, fuck Sabu. I can't believe that you're celebrating his birthday, but that's your prerogative. But I wouldn't celebrate any traitor's birthday, regardless of who they are. And he's hurt a lot of people. I don't care who he says they've been helped by him. It's meaningless in the bigger picture.
Yeah, that is.
And
guys,
as far as that,
it's breaking news.
I'm sorry, as far as.
I'm shutting down the chat room. I put the chat room on chat room martial law. We are locking this bitch down. I'm sorry you had to come to this. I really am. I've been looking at the chat log, and people are being very sexually suggestive. People are being racist. People are making fun of the operating system I'm working on one of my computer, on my laptops, my Jubuntu system. I'm getting flack over that. What the fuck is that all about? Like, I love Jews. No pro's a Jew. He knows I love Jews. Why would I run Jubuntu if I didn't like the Jews? I'm sorry.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Whatever. It's whatever. So, no pro.
So, I agree completely with that. Completely.
Got it. So, are you familiar with Guts' work with Berserk? What do you think of them?
Well, I was just listening to the stuff on today's show, and I think he's an immature little brat. It goes on, you know. You get people like this. This is probably the sixth time I've heard about the handbook being done. You know, and the only thing they have to add is we're making it more and more secure. But all five prior handbooks got everybody busted. So I'm, you know, very curious about how you make something so secure that it gets around the law, especially when you sit here and admit it on your show.
It can be done. I don't expect these new bloods to, like, jump into that kind of stuff, or that kind of activity right away, but this will show them, I mean, basically how to get everything set up and communicate securely, you know, get them on the chat rooms and shit, but keep them, like, safe and protected from all angles. You know, you see where I'm getting at?
I understand.
Like, from the beginning.
No, I understood that. It's just that we do have up new blood, and the handbook is very important to that operation. And I would imagine that if your handbook is good, it will be accepted as the newer one. You know, but we have
that's what I'm aiming for.
Well, you need to talk to the head of the New Bloods then and get involved in the group. I haven't seen you there.
No, I've been there a couple of times. Which one are you talking about?
The real Op New Blood.
On which network?
I don't go to Anop, so it's not that one. It's the one that Domela is running.
Cyber Gorilla?
Yeah. But I've worked on the handbook twice, and so has Vert. Has put in, you know, his time in the sense of us picking up on the way he handles the monitoring and stuff like that, and just you know, when he was more active, let's say, because he could be, and it was very important. It's the first thing that new blood see. And I think, you know, I used to run different classes, per se, and no one was allowed in unless they had spent at least a month in Operation New Blood studying and learning and becoming familiar with the way things work.
Well, here's the thing, too. A lot of networks are honeypots, so they go right in unsecured to begin with. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're going in without a VPN or anything. And, like, a lot of these networks that are honeypots, they reject, like, the Tor network. They reject VPNs, you know, and proxies and shit. So, I mean, you're basically left with only connecting with your raw connection or whatever, you know, whatever you're using. And, I mean, that's just, like, ridiculous, right? So, I mean, they'll get to this before they get to that. And they're going to be, like, totally secured. You know, nobody's going to be able to fuck with them.
Well, when you say totally secured and somebody takes a hit that was using your handbook, tell me about it. Because I can't see any handbook that's going to prevent, or any material in a handbook that's going to prevent a person from a take eventually if they want you, they being the feds and stuff.
Oh, no, this one's actually pretty good. I'd say that you take a look at it because, I mean, it gives you great remote security. It gives you great local security. And, I mean, it stops any rats from running on your system. So, if, like, someone drops a link in IRC, right, and you're just like, you know, so someone passes you a file or something like that. The tools that come with this, I mean, they come from, like, Microsoft. It's the EMET Toolkit, and it monitors, like, the .NET 2.5 all the way up to, like, 4.5. And I mean, that's what most rats are using. I mean, even like cryptid rats, they can get by any malware detection program. So this EMET thing, it'll just straight block it because it monitors all known exploit vectors or whatever the term is, like, you know, deep hooks and stack hashing or hash stacking, you know, and it'll stop the exploit from running. So they can't even get like rats on their own system. And, yeah, I mean, it gives them a great level of security, really good level of security.
Really good is not necessarily preventing the system from taking you if they want you. It's all a question of how much exposure you've caused, what you've done, and if they want you or not. If they want you, they will get you.
Well, they're only going to be able to get you if they know who you are.
If they want you, they will get you. And if they don't know who you are, then you go under.
You know what else? If you build it, he will come all over your tent.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that construction crew.
Hey, guys, we got a half hour left, and there's still other people that want to call in. This is great, though. We've got old fags mixing with new fags, mixing with young fags, mixing with fags. And we also have the Cylon. Cylon, do you have an update for us?
What is this guy talking about?
What?
Saying?
Repeat the question.
Jesus Christ, he should know. We were just talking about it.
What were you talking about
the runs on .NET, the Microsoft toolkit?
EMET toolkit?
The EMET.
Yeah, EMET. Enhanced
Mitigation
Experience toolkit.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, the Cylon, we ratted that.
You ratted it?
Yeah, through a PNG.
Through what?
PNG files.
I don't understand.
See, we started this gay porn honeypot, and we invited all of Team Berserk. So instead of using JPEGs, we figured it'd be more legit if we use PNGs. So you guys have all been ratted, and we just have like video after video of you guys jacking off to gay porn.
All right, then.
I'm gonna upload it to YouTube later.
Sounds good.
Hey, Vince, did you talk about those 13 kids that got arrested last week?
You know, I mentioned them briefly in my opening a little spiel.
Okay. I missed it.
Yeah. Well, we can cover that real quick. We got time. They were arraigned in a court, and some familiar faces were there. I had the... I've had the privilege, and so has Vert, of knowing some of these folks in real life. And one of them has already been going through the process with the OG PayPal 14, and that's Owen, who got thrown on the docket.
Owen Dennis, yeah.
Yeah, got thrown on the docket, kind of not really, with the PayPal 14, going through all the motions, going through everything with them, but not, as far as I know, not officially on the docket until now. With the payback 13, it's him and a bunch of other people, one of which is somebody I've met in real life who goes by Anantana. He was one of them, too. And there was obviously 11 more.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, I was surprised when I read it. Yeah.
I think they're just going to get a just going to get a – this is honestly, to be honest, this is what I think is going to happen over the course of the next few – this is my the conspiracy theorist in me, but honestly, this is what I think. I think over the course of the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to see more of these 13s and 14s happening. Because once they settle the original 14, they're just going to rubber stamp the rest of them the same way. And you know they've got hundreds, if not thousands, they can do this to. You know? It's
yeah.
Like one of the hippest honeypots of all time, if you want to talk about a goddamn honeypot. But whatever.
Yeah.
It is what. So, OpNoPro. Any other advice for the young guts here tonight?
Well, you know, I tried to explain to a lot of people that just having a meeting alone, just joining a group on Anonymous IRC was a conspiracy in itself. And nobody listened. I think Bert listened. But eventually he got it. Bert, you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OpNoPro. I love you, bro.
I love you,
and
too.
Yeah, no. It's fucking bullshit for this new 13.
So I'm the only one that really spoke up about the kind of trouble that they're getting themselves into and explained, quite frankly, that if somebody wants to be caught, all they need to do is talk about it or, you know, use IRC. And because that whole thing, you know, the one thing they go for are the logs, which is why they went for Owen. And
really, though, I mean, that's like hearsay, man.
Excuse me?
It's hearsay.
What's hearsay?
Logs.
Well, I can say that my cat hit the keys, and he's a good typist. And the best...
no, you could argue that the whole thing's fabricated, and they can't prove otherwise, so...
The best judicial stuff that came out is if they can't get any closer than an IP is not a person. Now, that judgment is the best judgment that came out of everything. So if all they can get is an IP and work around an IP address and don't have anything that ties directly to the individual, it's thrown out.
That's why I advocate using long-range satellite. You hack into long-range access points using a satellite dish as a booster.
That's what I'm on. Yeah.
And then you use DNS tunneling after that. Or you can stack VPNs, proxies, all kinds of shit on top of that. Tor, I2P. So that's a really good system, too. I mean, really, though, the logs and shit, that's all hearsay. I mean, how are they going to prove that you wrote that, you know, or that came from you? I mean, they can't really prove that.
Dude.
Well,
okay,
again.
First of all, Robotic Chaotic, hello, Robotic.
Yeah, no, who the fuck is
not,
this guy?
Hang on a second. Calm down. Robotic Chaotic, so that's not Gatsu, all right? That's Guts, first of all. But thank you for tuning in. Oh, my God, she's a lovely girl. Robotic Chaotic, it's been a while. I'm really glad to see her in the chat room. She's a lovely girl. She's great. Can't say enough. But we got to move on, man. We got plenty of time to take more calls, but it's getting dangerously close to being done. So I'm going to try to get some people on as fast as I can. We got another old-time friend of the show, Loki. Loki, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vince. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. I got my guest tonight, Guts, of Team Berserk, and I'm kicking it with him, Vert, a Cylon, Technological Viking, OpNoPro, and I has candy.
What's well, up? I like the Viking guy already because you know Loki. We're cool there. But what is Team Berserk? Are you fuckers out of fucking creativity for names now?
Dude, they are ashamed to the word Berserk.
Here, you want to talk Berserk? You want to talk Berserk? You show me Berserk when you have fucking Molotovs raining down on government facilities. Then you can call yourself Team Berserk. Until then, you're Team Faggot Skid talking about sci-fi fucking satellite bullshit. Other than that, get the fuck out of here. You all are all one of these lulzsec little pussies. That's all you are. And even then, they were pussies. I get it 2 weeks before you're vanned and ratting each other out.
Amen.
Hey, what up?
What up?
God, I have candy. Do you, can you just settle down? I don't know. Do we have to play? I think it might be. We used to do this game with. Oh, what's her face? Asshurt MacFags. She used to call in drunk all the time, just like I has candy, and she was just as annoying as I has candy. And she would be drunk on something different every night. And she's a tranny, just like I has candy. So I almost feel like we should reinvent the game to be what in the world is I has candy drunk on tonight. You guys think we should play that real quick?
I'm all for it.
I mean, what do you think, Candy? Are you up for that? Don't tell us what
you're
up.
Well, shit. I am just fucking here trying to tell you a story about why Paceman is the fucking enemy. And all of you are like, oh, yeah, post your shit on Paceman.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
No, continue, please.
Continue. Why? So you can fucking interrupt me and fucking mute me?
Very nice. High five.
Good idea. Thank you. Arm muted for a second here. As I cue up the music, that's right, folks. It's time to play our favorite game. That's right.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's our time for our favorite game. Tonight, it's what in the world is I has candy fucked up on tonight?
Whiskey and beer.
Opnopro. What was that?
Whiskey and beer.
Okay. We have polled over 9,000 listeners, and we have the results, the top 10 results on the board. Going first to... No pro guesses. One more time. Is this your final answer?
Final answer. Whiskey and beer.
Okay. Whiskey and beer. Survey said. Number four. Very good. Very good. No pro. Technological Viking. Top 10 answers on the board. Over 9,000 polled. What did people think I has candy was fucked up on tonight?
Fermented unicorn cum.
Ooh, good answer. Good answer. Very good answer. Let's see. Survey said? Number nine. Good answer. Let's go to the Cylon. Cylon, top 10 answers on the board. It's up to you. What do you think the survey said?
Swiss beer out of the can.
What kind of beer out of the can?
Swiss.
Okay. All right, that's your final answer?
Fuck yeah, the boy drinks the Schlitz beer. Check it out, Schlitz. Just put it in the chat. It's like a Jewish fucking Texan beer, Schlitz.
Okay. Survey said... Correct, no, not on the board. Okay, let's go on to Vert. Vert, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely drunk as fuck, just like me. So, woo!
Your final answer is hoot. Hello? Is this thing on? 1, 2, 2, 2, testing. Hey, hello?
Yes, no, you're fine. Sorry.
That was your final answer?
Woot.
Was woot? Woot.
Woot.
Roots. Okay. What he said. Survey said. Not on the board, sorry. Okay, let's go to Loki. Loki, we surveyed over 9,000 listeners, top 10 answers on the board. We've got a few of them already. What do you think? What is I Has Candy fucked up on tonight?
I'm going to go with alien sperm.
Alien sperm. Good answer. Survey said the number one answer. Congratulations, Loki. We're gonna play out the string though. Let's see if Op No Pro can get up there. Op No Pro, same question to you.
Same question to me.
Yeah. Did I already ask you? My bad. I can't keep track.
Yeah, I already did whiskey and beer.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Number four.
I think we're done. Anybody else want to guess? Guts, did you guess?
Rainbow sherbet nipple cheese.
Ooh, good answer. Good answer. Rainbow sherbet nipple cheese. Survey set. Number 10. Very good. All right, cool. Great. Thanks for playing. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I missed anybody. I Has Candy, do you want to confirm what the fuck you are drunk on tonight, please?
I am fucking drunk on Steel motherfucking Reserve, and in the show, you have protected Pacepin censoring what I have to say. So feel good. And how many Anons you get arrested? You know, I'm trying to fucking help the community.
That's bullshit. And I'm not getting Anons arrested. You're fucking full of shit. You're the worst.
Wait, Vince. Even if you were getting Anons arrested, what's the bad in that? Please tell me what's the bad in getting
I'm
a
doing
fucking
you a
idiot
service,
arrested.
God damn it. I am doing you a service at the very least for hosting these trolls for 2 hours so they can get off your backs, you know, and let you get on with your business, right? Okay? I'm kind of like the troll fucking daycare for you guys at night, all right? Just fucking be happy I'm here.
That's so awesome from that voice.
Jesus. All right, well, thanks for playing, guys.
God.
Appreciate it. As always, I want to thank my producer.
Hey, did you ever make a Barrett Brown Raid soundboard?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Please play Ow, Ow, Ow so I can masturbate to that later.
Play the fucking shit where it's like, ho!
Yeah, I have it.
Audio spaghetti
next. Hang on. Here's your clip.
You gotta be kidding.
Right back. Hang on.
The one, no, not this one. The one, oh,
sure. It was her the whole time. You sound blue. You're just interpreting. Okay?
That's what I was asking her.
You have a gift of herself that she puts up of herself.
Why not?
I don't know. Do you do that? Do you have a gift of yourself?
People do. I thought the one that was going to... It's like super passionate about this argument.
That is the greatest sound clip in the history of the internet.
That's right, folks. Another moment in the history of lulls. We'll be right back. 347-826-7667. Final thoughts coming right up. Jump aboard, kids. Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulls. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you and Lulls boat.
It's so shocking and new.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulls. on a friendly shore is Lowe's. Welcome aboard, it's Lowe's. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay, back with my guest tonight, Guts from Team Berserk. Hey, Guts,
yes.
Before, we got less than 10 minutes to go. We're gonna go to final thoughts here in a minute. But before we go to that, is there anything else you wanted to talk about that we didn't get to tonight that you really wanted to make sure to touch on? Because I know that you sent me a link with a shit ton of different things. And was there anything you wanted to chime in about that we didn't talk about?
I can't really think of it now, but I just really wanted to cover New Blood and our efforts for that. And, I mean, have people check that out at least. And I wanted to talk about the NSA.
What about the NSA? Never heard of them. Not familiar with their work. Tell me about them. I'm fascinated.
No, but let's see here. We're going to be coming out with a leak that involves that, that regards their data mining and what they're doing with the data, which is essentially a social experiment. It's like, I mean, they're building these huge databases that are queryable.
Vol-S-H-I-T.
Sorry, that's Charlie Sheen. Sorry, my bad. Go ahead, continue.
Not really. I mean, it's going to be pretty crazy. But I remember I had told everybody about this. I didn't have all the data, though, to really back it up before Snowden came out with his shit. But yeah, you can look forward to that and some other releases that we will be putting out there pretty soon.
Awesome, dude. All right, man, hang on. We're going to go down the roster here and get final thoughts from everybody. We do have a few callers lurking who do not have their hands raised. If you want to get your voice heard live on the air, now's your time to do it. Press number one, and I will add you to the list for final thoughts. Press the number one on your keypad to raise your hand if you want to be a part of final thoughts. Okay, with that said, we're going to go now to the switchboard and Vert, final thoughts tonight before we sign off.
Yeah, this dude's obviously a fucking noob, and yeah, fucking, come on, give the next generation a chance, but fuck, I hate you guys. You guys need to fight, and... Sorry, I sound like an asshole, but whatever.
Sound like a retard.
Have a great night. Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Okie doke. All right, I appreciate the call, Vert. Thanks a lot, man. We gotta bow out of here. Let's go to. Sorry, man. Sorry, Vert. I got a lot of people I have to get to. Let's go to the. Oh God, let's go to the Cylon. Final thought, Cylon.
This Jeff guy, he really knows what he's talking about. Every single person should buy a sand book, use it as toilet paper, shove it up Guts' ass. When he shits it out, you should shove it in their fucking throat. Make Guts eat shit.
Okay, great.
Sorry,
appreciate that.
Cylon,
right now. All right, right. Peace out, Cylon. God, keep it succinct, people. Final thoughts, Tech Viking.
at the risk of boring the balls off you, the original Berserkers were dudes that wore bears as jerkins or jackets. And to be perfectly honest, I'm completely unimpressed with this modern Team Berserk. I am ashamed that they would be so enthralled with Norse culture as to try to use Berserkers as their legacy.
Damn, dude. Harsh. Coming hard from Tech Viking. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Tech Viking. Appreciate the call. OpnoPro, final thoughts.
Good show. I enjoyed it. Met some new people. Definitely have a wild card on your case. Or on the show. Because he's out of touch and history will prove what I'm saying to be true. Hopefully not too many people follow the New Blood Handbook and thinking that they're completely covered. Because last time I heard that, everybody got busted and time before that and time before that and on and on and on.
Are you talking about our New Blood Handbook or the anonymous New Blood Handbook?
Your new handbook.
You're saying that people have been busted from that?
Not yet. I said expect it.
People are getting busted from the old one.
That's what I said. Every time I see a handbook, they get busted. Every time there's any handbook that says you're protected, it's like having a condom with a hole in it.
No. This gives them a certain level of protection. I mean,
I understand. I heard your pitch. I'm glad you did it. You know, I'm glad you took the time to do it, and we'll see what the outcome is. Time will tell.
All right.
Other than that, good show.
Right on. Thanks, NoPro. As always, it's a pleasure and an honor. Let's go quickly.
I love Bert.
Bert's still here, too. Go ahead. Loki, final thoughts.
I'm sorry, but I can't take this kid seriously. He named himself after a Nickelodeon fucking competition show, and the best part of his team name was sung by Olaf and Clerks. How do you take anyone serious? Really? You're a fucking joke. You'll be joining fucking Bradley Manning in jail, getting your ass raped by Big Bubba. Come on, get the fuck out of here. Go back to your mom's basement. Just get life done. Go. Don't waste your time being useless.
Sweet man. Appreciate the call as always. Loki, go ahead. Norwalk, in at the bell. Norwalk, final thoughts.
I like turtles.
What? Norwalk, are you there still? Hello? That's it? Did he say I like turtles?
That's all you get from Norwalk.
I think he said I like Vince.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, final thoughts. Guts, last but not least, our guest tonight, Guts, any final thoughts?
I thought I already put mine out there, but yeah, it was a pretty good show, I guess.
You're a retard.
Yeah. I don't guess it was a good show. I think it was a great show. I had a good time, man. I'm glad you came on.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm glad everybody else came on, too. It was a good time.
Retard.
I'll be glad to see you at your court date.
I'm Vince in the Bay. I have no more court dates, thank God.
Not
but,
you,
Vince. I know. I'm signing off. I go by Vince in the Bay on Twitter as well. If you want to follow me, it's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Oops, I just... I want to thank everybody in the chat room that stuck it out to the end. One Nodus, Billy Ray Bob, Cog, Code Sect, Donamar, Green Eye 66, guest, a bunch of guest listeners, Ham Loki, or Loki, whatever, Jay Geronimo, what up, Jay Geronimo, big ups, Jay Geronimo, my puppy ninja, what up, puppy, Norwalk, Org 9, hello, Org 9, and Robotic Chaotic, ladies, thank you for sticking it out with me. Script Squid, what up in the house? The Squid's in the house, one of them at least. Tech Viking, thank you for calling and showing up in the chat. Tinfoil Radio Network, TRED. That would be one of my other callers tonight. I Has Candy, thank you for supporting the show. Toxic, thank you for tuning in and supporting the show. Thank you, Vert, as always. and your anus news. Thank you for tweeting out the show and hanging out tonight. And last but not least, Zoria. Hey, Zoria. Okay, that wraps it up. I'm Vince of the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Also, I have a blog. It's vinceofthebay.blogspot.com. Check out my new blog with the letter to Judge Preska, Jeremy Hammond's judge. And that's it, dudes. I'm going to play us off with, fuck it, man. Go Bordello. Think locally, fuck globally. Peace out.
Well, that's all what I'll ask. Think law, college. And follow my dad. Fuck law, fuck lit. Now that it's rockin', so I don't take it to hold. I
Thank you very nice.